Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, that, why are you leaving? You don't know if we're going to stay on.
What if there's a cyber attack like X had the other day?
Yeah, that is true. Do you think that Ukraine is after us too?
I don't know that Ukraine was able to do anything.
Well, no, he traced it to the Ukraine.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust Elon.
I'm sure. As well,
sure Ukraine has the manpower to be that. That's got China written all over it.
Well, whatever. We have no idea. He said he traced it to Ukraine.
I don't know all that. I'm just trying to talk about X was down.
Did you from here trace it to China?
I don't trace anything. Oh, okay. I'm just talking about X was down. I don't think Ukraine's getting us. I think it could be.
It was good. I was golfing at the time. I didn't even see it.
It could be 6'10".
Yeah, it could be 6'10" brings us down. You're right.
It could be them that attacks our.
It would, and our internet. I don't know. They can either. But here's the deal. Here is the deal. You want to talk about a number one play? I've got a number one play for you. Alperen Şengün behind the back with a Larry Bird pass to Atari Eason. You know, he's building up a Larry Bird type. He's got a lot of behind-the-head passes, behind-the-back passes.
The behind-the-back was pretty good. Like, it was a clever I haven't seen a jump up in the air behind-the-back pass. Yeah. That was pretty clever.
No, his resume now is starting to build up a lot of videos like this.
Alperen Bird?
I'm telling you,
does some more dumb stuff than Larry does.
Well, I didn't say that, but he's also got some spectacular.
You mean his mixtape?
He's got behind the back, no look. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
You're
saying
the Alperen mixtape is what
you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you. And that move last night was fun. It was against the Suns. And, you know, you take it with a grain of salt because they really suck. It is amazing how bad they are with the players that they have.
I love it. I love just trying to collect the very best players and then you falter instead of trying to build a team. Let's just go sign. Let's just go trade for other people's team. I like teams that build. I like the Astros. I like this Rockets team. I like this Texans team. They're building.
You like Golden State?
Yeah. I like Golden State, man. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for that. That's how you build sustainable champions. Yeah. Long runs. Yeah. It's the only way you build long runs is to grow your own. That's what I respect. The Yankees just trying to buy everyone else's players. I don't respect that.
Yeah.
Oh, big deal. You got a bunch of money. Good luck. And then how often has it worked out?
No, for I respect the Braves more.
Yeah.
The Braves did
when
it.
When they did it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Even when they had Freddie Freeman, even that Braves team to beat the Astros. Yeah. I respect that. I mean, they did have Jock Peterson from the A's, but they had Ozuna. They had built up their team as well. Freed was their guy the whole time. Absolutely. I respect teams that build it, and we're building it. And that's why I don't want to see them like artificially tear it down too fast.
So do you think it was in the back of Jalen came out just smoking? He had 23 in the third quarter. His under-over was 20.
For the game,
yeah. And he had 23. I think, 19 and a half, and he had 23 in the third quarter. Yep. He had 29 for the game, and he was just balling. You think any of the talk about Devin Booker played into it? Nah. I don't know. I just don't know.
He plays. That's how he plays, up and down.
Yeah. You know, but I'll tell you this. You go into a game like that when you're him, you go, oh, really? It gives you a little extra.
Or is it us talking about it? Like, what? Is there a ton of national?
It's out there nationally.
But I hadn't heard Jalen for him.
What?
I haven't heard Jalen's name mentioned. I hear.
Oh, no, but if you're bringing Devin Booker, it's the same position.
We're past trade deadline anyway. I don't think he looks at that. Like, honestly, I don't think he feels comfortable.
It's not about this year. It's about going forward.
Well, then he should do this the rest of the time.
Yeah.
If he cares that much that it made him play well yesterday.
Well, when a guy is standing across from you, then it gives you a little bit of – it absolutely does.
No. That's fine. But I think he gets like that in big – I think he does that normally. He usually rises his game like the Rockets – kind of ebbs and flows with the competition. Now, look, they've got some good players. They're just, they suck.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some guys who can play. But, yeah, I know. Are you asking if he's a I absolutely think Jalen's a competitor.
Yeah.
And he's just inefficient at times.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But he's a competitor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But there is if you're talking about bringing another guy in and he's standing across the court from you, you're absolutely going to have more inspiration. Absolutely. And I think that you could see it last night. He was, you know, sometimes Jalen is 3 for 14. Last night he wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's also who he is, too.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes he is explosive and sometimes he's inefficient.
Right.
So, you know, he played to form. He hasn't been as explosive lately. He was due a game, actually, and he had one, and that was good. And it's good that you're starting to right the ship a little bit.
40?
Especially with Amen Thompson out right now. You need to get that back on track.
You know, Fred returning was really nice. Yep. I mean, the offense seemed to – losing Steven Adams early on, because that tandem of Alperen and Steven Adams has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Losing that was bad, but it was good to see him and Plumlee mixing it up. That was fun, and getting kicked out of the game. I don't know that Plumlee that was. I'm not sure that Plumlee wants Steven Adams. I'm not sure that happened. They did get tangled up, and you know, and they went to the ground, and it was that's fun. That's just good, clean fun for the whole family. So, Steven Adams ejected yesterday, but the Rocket, man, I just is amazing. Hey, Brooks did a great job on Kevin Durant, a great job. And Devin Booker was pretty much a non-factor in this game. Bradley Beal looked nice. Bradley Beal had himself a really nice game, but he ain't going to carry that. Kevin Durant's got to do more than he did last night.
Isn't it crazy? Durant, Booker, and Beal, and that's what you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, no, you're right, though, because Kevin Durant, you rely on Kevin Durant to be a bigger piece of the offense. And, you know, you're going to get tested when Dylan Brooks has had, everyone remembers the games where Dylan Brooks gets cooked by somebody, a really good player. But the fact is they have to work hard no matter what. And there's games that you don't play well against Dylan Brooks. I guarantee you players around the league would rather see Jabari Smith than Dylan Brooks. And that's nothing against Jabari.
Yeah.
Jabari's a good defender, too. It's just that Dylan is in your face the whole time.
He pisses you off.
He is an irritant.
Yep, he absolutely
does. It's one thing for a guy to defend. It's another for him to really stay on your nerves.
You know, Durant was 8 for 12, but the ball denial and just having to get rid of a lot of times, he gets the ball and he thinks he's going to make a move and he didn't. I mean, just 12 shots by Kevin Durant is a big win for the Rockets. Big win for the Rockets.
Well, yeah, because to win, he needs to be around 30.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the Rockets come up their fourth straight win. They are 41-25. Last year they were 41-41, so they could go 0-16 and tie last year's mark, and that would piss a lot of people off. They're not going 0-16. This is an easy part of the schedule, and they're finally playing better than their competition, as opposed to their competition. They were just a better team last night. And this is what they've got to do. This is a great run, six straight home games, and they need to take care of this business. Now they're just a half a game behind the Lakers. They're just two games behind the two seed. So there's a lot of basketball still to be played.
We're still two behind the two. We've been two behind the two.
Well, we're two behind the two because that's just how life is.
Well, we need some losses ahead of us.
Well, they're good teams too, kind of. They're They're kind of good teams too. So, yeah, but just
good
just,
teams lose. Come on.
Yeah, good teams do lose. The Thunder beat the Celtics last night. The Celtics are a good team, and they lost. I went to the Thunder game. Now I know Shea didn't play, and
Chet didn't play.
Excuse me, they're just one now, one behind Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one behind Memphis, a half behind the Lakers, and just one behind Memphis and Denver. So they're just a game out of second place. I don't know what the tiebreaker would be between those three teams, but they're just a game. No, my bad. They're just a game behind. And Oklahoma City has a 12-game lead. Oklahoma City is really, really good. I went to the game. They're not spectacular. They're not. Shea and it just doesn't seem like that they're that great, but what a team they are. I mean, all the offensive and defensive statistics, they are just spectacular. So, I mean, Chet is nice, and Jalen Williams is nice, but I just don't see this. But they are that good. They just continue to crush.
It's 2 years in a row now. It's not This is not fool's gold. It's established.
It really is.
It's who they are. But to really be taken seriously – not that they care. I mean, winning is winning. But I think from a perception standpoint, you do need to get to, I think, the NBA Finals. I get to the NBA Finals to be taken seriously, because there's a reason that everyone in the back of their mind's like, oh, here come the Nuggets. Oh, Lakers have Luka now. Of course, LeBron being out. We'll see what happens. But there's a reason that teams like that, who else? I mean, Memphis isn't going to be. I don't think the Rockets. I don't think Memphis. I don't think they scare anybody necessarily. I wish the Rockets scared you a little more. That's okay. You know, you still have to play the games. Rockets, Memphis, not Dallas, obviously, anymore. Who am I missing here? Lakers?
Nuggets, Grizzlies. That's Golden State. Yeah. Now what?
I would. You know, have some concern.
They're in the playoffs now.
Yeah,
as
I would have
to
some
play.
Concern. The thing is, I don't know that they can last all the way to the Western Conference Finals. I think that's a lot of games for an older team to win. But we'll see. We'll see. But this Oklahoma City's the best team in the West. They should continue to play like this. It's just that Shea didn't come out as a top prospect, you know, one of the top three. Chet Holmgren was always kind of scoffed at a little bit. And, you know, for whatever reason, because of how he looks, I guess. And in the meantime, they've got, you know, guys at Luke Dort. They got guys who play their roles. And they're not the most impressive team off the bus.
No, they're not. They're really not.
They can ball.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if it's not Cleveland and Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals.
See, I have no doubt Cleveland's not making it.
Really?
I've seen too much of Cleveland. I think the Celtics would beat Cleveland head to head.
I think
the pedigree's too strong for the Celtics.
I don't think so. I think they're too deep, if you want to know the truth. I mean, they've got seven guys that score in double figures. They can go anywhere.
They can.
And score.
But have you been impressed when you've seen the Rockets play them?
I
haven't.
Yeah, no. Rockets played them well. The Rockets absolutely
I
don't.
I like. I'm not impressed at all when I watch.
Really,
them play.
I am.
I went and saw them in person. Then obviously watched it on television when they were, you know, they had their games that almost went back to back, and I'm like, this is, I don't know. I don't feel like an impressive team to me.
Really, I think that.
But they got all those wins, you know, and I know we were just talking about Oklahoma City feels that way sometimes, but I don't know. I just saw too many white guys.
No. When Caris LeVert is your seventh option, you're pretty
deep.
Good.
Yeah, you're deep.
Yeah, they're really deep.
No,
Strus is
and
Strus is the guy, the rotational guy that isn't even in double figures.
Strus can shoot it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got some guys. I don't know.
Really?
I just look at them and I'll be like, they're not going to be.
Think a Cleveland, Oklahoma City. I think that would. I know that it's two smaller markets, but I really and look at what the Celtics-Lakers game the other day was like their highest-rated game in 5 years, NBA Finals included. I mean, with Luka and LeBron on the court and against the Celtics, they hit a 5-year mark for ratings the other day. So that I mean, the people want to see the big name teams, but I think the best thing for the
Cleveland,
I'm not sure it'd be the best thing for the league.
70 games, 70 wins,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just disrespecting them. I didn't even realize they had that many, because I'm more worried about the West. But Cleveland's going to have close. You know, they're pursuing 70 wins. That's pretty crazy.
They're
and when they play the Rockets, I'm just like, yeah.
They're 8.5 ahead of the Celtics. There's no question the two best teams are Cleveland and Oklahoma City.
There's no question. Yeah. You really think they square off in the finals? I just don't think so.
I do. I think Cleveland's really, really good. I think they're going to beat the Celtics, and I think this is the year. 7:14, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, the Cougs play today, 2 o'clock against Colorado. 17.5-point favorites.
Tourney time.
We will hear from Kelvin Sampson about, not about 17.5-point favorites, but about taking on, starting their postseason run.
Do
this
you
is
believe
it.
No?
Well, this is what we've been
they
waiting for all
Deion's
year now.
Deion's going to be there on the sideline coaching.
Elon?
Deion.
Oh, I thought Elon would
Prime.
Be. Oh, I thought you
Elon
said.
Elon wants to. He's there, too. He's going to get rid of some of the waste on the back end of the bench.
Well, there is a lot of waste on the back
There's
end of the bench.
There's a lot of waste in college football salaries. There. NIL salaries and coaching salaries.
Do you think Elon could come in and fix all
some
that?
Yeah. How much are you making, coach?
You're not very good. How are you making all that? Well, I'll tell you who is very good. Kelvin Sampson's very good, and he deserves every penny that he gets. And you know who else is really, really good? It's John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is fantastic at what he does. And what John Clay Wolf does is he gets you he takes your car from you. But he's also, how about this? He's giving away $25,000. It's a money giveaway right now. $25,000 a month. You want that? If you're looking for that, all you have to do is go to GiveMeThePen.com and send in, and that's all you have to do is apply for it. Now, if he buys your car, you get a lot more envelopes in the hopper, okay? So if you're somebody that wants to sell their car, now is a great time to do it. You might not only get the money for your car, but also $25,000 out there for you to grab, to get a piece of. You're looking for the best way to sell your car. How about some extra money? By just selling it to John Clay Wolf, you have a possibility of getting a piece of that $25,000. Look, if you're looking for the best way, there's no better way. GiveMeTheVIN.com will buy your car. It just takes minutes to sign up. It's awesome. If you got a classic car as well, he's got the GMTVCC, which is the classiccar.com. You're looking to sell your vehicle. Give Me the VIN is the only place to go. If he can't beat CarMax, you're going to get $100. It's a guarantee that you're going to get the highest price for your vehicle at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, you do. That is true.
I prefer to eat lunch by myself. Dinner, like...
I do, too.
I was talking to Mark
But I don't
Ross.
Care if it's just a bologna sandwich. Yeah. I just like to watch some poker and yeah. eat my bologna sandwich. And
that's what I do. I watch my shows. I watch a pretty good one. You and Wendy would like it.
What?
Wendy would. I think you'd be okay with it. It's called... It's kind of a chick show, but it's not bad. Nobody cares. Wait, no. Nobody wants this.
Oh, no. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
I like
The Rabbi.
Bell.
Yeah.
It's an easy watch.
Yeah.
It's a good.
We've seen it.
It's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. I'm a big Kristen Bell fan. I'm not huge on blondes, but she's good. Who cares? Her acting ability. I like her acting ability.
I thought he was going to say her acting. Oh, okay.
No, but I liked her on, wasn't called House of Cards. It was something else with Don Cheadle. And,
I liked her as Anna in Frozen.
No. Is Kristen she do Bell. The voice?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. That's where a lot of money is.
My granddaughter is obsessed with Frozen, so we see a lot of Frozen.
Eric Layden told me, he goes, I guess I just don't have the right voice. He's like, voiceover work is the best.
Yeah.
if you can get a good voiceover,
Wendy,
but they always go for stars.
Wendy wants me to do, I know, but you could make some money on
No, you can.
She wants me to do that, and I'm like, oh, what about golf?
What are you doing? Oh, well, but you can do both. How long does voiceover stuff take?
I'm sure it takes. It's work, I'm sure.
What do you have to do voiceover? Well, what
I don't know. I can maybe do an Italian cartoon guy or something. I can do something. I'm not sure.
An Italian cartoon.
Yeah. Hey. The guy is going, hey, tell her what are you doing? This one. What are you doing?
You tell her to call it me, and I get an Italian guy, but also this can be a Greek guy.
That's
if you
not
got
it.
An olive oil seeping out of the pores of your skin, you sound like this.
That's not true. You could be a New Jersey Italian guy. Okay.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could be like this. Like, you don't ask to be like that.
Yeah.
All right. So. Well, the Cougs start yeah. their run. Cougs start their postseason run today.
Yeah.
17.5 point favorites over Colorado. And here is Kelvin Sampson. Who was he with? This wasn't Aaron Wilson. It was, whoever he was with. Here is Kelvin Sampson talking about the state of the program.
You have won everywhere you have gone.
Jim Rome.
What's it mean for you to build this monster back up in Houston? And what's this community and this program mean to you there?
The we have such a great fan base. And I think the fans I appreciate the most are the ones that believed in us and stayed with us during that first year when we went 13-19, when we came in and tried to redo this program. The apathy, the lack of support, fan base facilities. I mean, from where we started to where we are now, that's something to take pride in. But this is a great university. So many great Cougar alumni that's doing great things all across the country. Jim Nance, the voice of CBS Masters Golf, and the Final Four for so many years, a dear friend of mine. So I'm just glad that we've given them something to be proud of at this time of year. University of Houston is front and center on this college basketball landscape because of these kids that we've recruited over the years that believed in us when maybe nobody else did.
That is neat. That is neat. It is it's a power program now, and it's all because of that guy right there. It's all because of that guy. I can't believe that they actually went 13-19 one year. I mean, immediately that guy walks in. Of course, Ime went 41-41. So, I mean, and that's going to be like.
D'Amico won 10 games his first year.
Yeah.
Right. Off a dirt turd season.
Yeah, right.
Right before it. So, is it the house that Kelvin built?
It really is.
I mean, I grew up in the Fice, Lamb, and Jamma era, and it was really. I mean, it was special.
What about
special, special, special? This is good. It's just, you know, unfortunately, college basketball is just regionally is not the same as it used to be. That's the only thing that sucks.
What about for Tita Center, Kelvin Sampson Court?
Sounds like something the Longhorns would do. Daryl K. Royal, Joe Jamel,
right.
Bishop's Don Magic.
Well, no, but other schools do
football.
That. I mean, Oklahoma State has like six names on their basketball.
Well,
Henry Iba and
however many you put a coach, and then you throw however many donors you can get in there.
Well, but he's not he's a coach.
Well, Iba is. Are all the names coaches?
Yeah,
I mean, a lot
it
of them
was.
Donors.
And
is it Boone Pickens?
Well, the whole school is it's Boone Pickens University.
Yeah, it's BPU.
Yeah, and it's Tillman Fertitta University, and it could be Kelvin Sampson Court. I'm telling you, when this is all said and done, when he retires, it could well be. Yeah, it should be actually.
Yeah, he's had a great run. Like, you know, guy was around a long time. He was started in the '60s. He ended in the mid to late, I guess, late '80s in that neighborhood. And so he had a good run. Kelvin won't be here as long. Guy had three back-to-back-to-back Final Fours. You know. Kelvin isn't going to achieve that, but Kelvin did something that was, I don't want to say harder. It wasn't necessarily harder because what Guy V. Lewis did, you know, it was, I think it is harder, actually. I think it is harder because Guy V. Lewis does not have the Southwest, Kelvin didn't have Southwest Conference. Southwest Conference allowed you, when Guy was there, allowed you to recruit from the same base. It's harder to keep Houston guys in town now. It's harder to keep the best guys. It's you were recruiting to a conference that was not as big for Kelvin Sampson. All these guys recruited there, most of them were recruited before they were, you know, a lot of them were before it was a Big 12 school. Like what Kelvin's done in changing an entire culture of play.
In basketball, it's a little easier. I mean, when you see Gonzaga, you don't see a Gonzaga in a football, in football. You just don't. A smaller conference school only, like
you
that.
Could, Boise State with maybe, Chris Peterson was probably. And also a little bit Urban Meyer at Utah. But, yeah, it's tougher in football because the sheer amount of players you have to have. But in basketball, I'll also say at this juncture, it's actually one of the things that's really hard. I had a friend of mine who's a coach told me, he's like, it's really hard because – everyone knows the top players now. You can't really steal anyone. You have to project a player. And then even they cost a bunch of money. And you don't like – did you see that UNLV football? This is like – apparently this is a huge red flag in college football about financial issues. UNLV's only got 2 years of Dan Mullen's 5 years. They've only got money for 2 years. And you usually – it's – I guess – I don't know if they put it in escrow or what, but it's – you should be able to – you should have the capital to pay for an entire contract for a coach. Mm. They've only got 2 of the 5 years money available. And apparently that's a big, like a huge red flag is, the functional capital for this college program. Because the thought is it's the bleed down to basketball, baseball, since this is the moneymaker.
Yeah, UNLV, not so much, but right. I mean, some schools are basketball schools. UNLV is a basketball school.
And they're trying
what
to play
they do
the NIL
is they
game.
Take that year left that they have and they go put it on 7. And 35, then they'll have 35 times. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you mean on the roulette table?
On the roulette table.
Oh, not hitting, not.
No,
not
on the roulette table, 35 times.
On the
times.
Pass line.
Put the whole thing on 7.
7 winner, 7. They can. You've got Dan Mullins get the rest of his contract.
That's right.
7.
So
seven.
35 times. Oh, you want to.
And then the guys who are the. And you say, all right, let's put the third. Let's put the third year of his contract on 6. 10 and 9.
Yeah, you couldn't stop if you
I want to play, get odds behind the don't pass.
Let's get Charlie in here. He wants to talk about the Astros. Hey, Charlie, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Morning. I just wanted to call and mention, talk about the Astros starting pitching lineup.
Yeah.
So they're saying, I was watching some videos saying that they're going to be like top 10, top 8. And I don't know, man. I kind of feel like with Spencer Gettys showing some consistency later in the year, last year, and then with Manel Blanco kind of petering out, but maybe he'll sustain it this year. Maybe I don't even know what's going on with JP France, but hopefully he comes back.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think the
haven't heard of JP's been just
real quiet,
non-existent. Apparently, McCullers hit 94. And he threw 20, I mean, maybe he threw 30 pitches.
It was legitimate for all the jokes we make, and it's not a joke. It's like, it's just kind of sad. And it's just not, what else do you want us to do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, he had a guy in pitch for 2 years. Yeah. He's had injury issues for the last 5 years.
Yeah, right.
Multiple arm injuries. It sucks for him. But.
I can tell you it was about the New York Yankees. I don't know. I just like to hate on them, but that's why Garrett Cole's out for the year, pretty much. And their rookie, Luis Gil, too, pretty much gone half the year, too. So,
yeah, it's a shame, all their injuries. It really hurts my feelings to see Cole down, to see Stanton. Stanton never in – oh, wait. He's got elbow. He's got two elbow problems as well. It's just a shame to see the Yankees suffer, and they lose Soto this offseason.
It's a damn shame.
How about there was a guy that was...
Yeah, just buy somebody else.
That was screaming at Soto from right field and told him how overrated he is and overpaid and overrated.
Leave him alone.
And Soto hit a home run at him.
Yeah, leave Soto alone.
That's dumb.
That's those guys. Don't be messing with him.
Yeah, go ahead. And keep dropping F. Altuve, too. See how that works out for you.
I'm going to show you a picture Yankees. Of J.P. France in college, and you're not even going to believe it.
Did he have that porn stash?
He does not, and I don't even think you'll recognize him. That's J.P. France. at Mississippi State.
Oh, wow.
I don't even recognize him.
Yeah, I guess. Is well, you never see him there? Without the glasses, though. That's why.
Oh, maybe that's something. That's it. But he doesn't look. Oh, so his glasses
his
are
glasses
just a look.
Are what makes
you think
it.
His glasses are a look?
Yeah. No, I think he needs them, but. Well, he was in college then. Wear... When you're young, you don't need glasses. You need them when you're older.
Why can't he wear contacts?
Because he doesn't. Because he likes that look.
That's what I said. He wants the look.
Well, but he also needs a C, I'm sure. 732 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Why does anyone wear glasses instead of contacts?
Because
they don't want to wear contacts. You don't know.
I couldn't get contacts.
I did, and it hurts. It's terrible.
Surgery to change my lens. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'll just get permanent contacts.
Yeah, right.
Because I couldn't do the whole. I tried and tried to poke something in my poke a finger in my
I
eye.
I used to do it. It's painful said, nope. And it hurts your eyes and it's irritating. No, I'm with you. I did the LASIK as well. But here's the deal is, well, because we had sponsors that helped us with that. That's why we did that, too. Here's the deal.
In January, by the way, France was throwing at 72 to 74 miles an hour, which is on target
for
his shoulder
recovery. Which I could hit.
Yeah, could definitely hit it.
Yeah, 72?
I could hit a double in the gap.
Dell might even be able to hit that.
But that was back in January.
Yeah.
So.
He might be up to 74.
The recovery time. He had surgery in July. The recovery time on a right shoulder capsule is 12 to 14 months. So maybe he comes back this year. Maybe in August.
Okay, so Aqueduct Plumbing might come back. They came back to my house, but it was for a different problem.
I got a leak in the shower. I got to call Billy.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it.
Billy, hear that? Billy. Billy's listening right now.
Yeah, I got a thing. Like, I don't know. There's something behind the...
Oh, my.
Billy knows. I got to have that repaired, and it's... I feel bad because I'm like, it's a small thing, but I can't do it.
No, we can't do anything.
Well, I'm going to bust up the tile in my bathroom.
We're stupid. We can't do anything. Yeah. If you put a wrench in my hand, I'm just going to, the house might explode. Don't. I can't. I mean, honestly, don't try to do this yourself. You get Billy to come to your home. Actually, I was driving back yesterday, and there was this plumbing company with the guy, and he's got a picture on the van, and he's sitting there. And I'm like, dude, get over yourself. How about Aqueduct? And he called it Billy. No, it was like Joe's Crawford Plumbing. I was like, get over yourself. How about have a name like Aqueduct where, you know what, you're not trying to take all the credit. Billy doesn't take all the credit. What he does is he spreads the credit out for all of his guys out there, okay? And I was like, I can't trust that guy. He puts his picture on his vans. Stop already. Billy would never do that. Billy is just going to come to your home, and he's going to give you a great price, and he's going to give you a free consultation, and he's going to fix your stuff. You got a plumbing problem, 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tournament time, and the Cougs start there. Okay, 17 and a half. You got the Cougs? Minus 17 and a half today?
Yeah, I think they...
Yeah.
Like,
no, they're going to dominate.
Five Star says play the first half.
They're going to dominate.
They will.
They're going to dominate.
No, you're right. It's probably going to be something like that.
They'll win by 25 or more.
69, 72.
Let's not forget, this is a team that held Utah to...
72 to 45. Does that sound right?
72 to... Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, play it like the house. Play it like it's already been played.
Yeah. No. Somebody texted me yesterday. What do you think? I was like, I'm taking the Cougs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not taking Colorado.
Colorado? With their 14-19 record, whatever it is, beat it. Beat it, Colorado. You ain't in this class, brother. Watch them have a one-point game. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Let's get David in here, who wants to correct Lance about U of H. Okay, Lance, you need to be corrected.
Okay.
What's up? What's up, David?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
All right. So you said that Gavi was there in the 60s. He actually was head coach from 56 to 86. So 30 years.
56? Holy crap. I didn't realize he was that far back.
Oh, yeah, 56 to 86. And then you mentioned the three Final Fours in the 80s. He also took them to two in the late 60s, five Final Fours for Guy V.
Oh, wait, are you sure it's not four? I was just talking about the back-to-back-to-back with Five Slam Jam. I know he had one in the – I didn't know he had two in the
with Elvin?
The 60s.
Did he take Elvin
twice?
Yes,
he did.
Twice, Elvin?
Two in the late 60s, three in the 80s.
Otis.
So just want to make sure you get all the numbers right. Go Cougs.
Yeah, Otis Birdsong?
67, 68. Otis was after that. Otis, it would have been Elvin.
Elvin Hayes, yeah.
Yeah, Otis was in the 70s, but – five Final Fours. Yes.
What the hell took so long for him to get into the Hall of Fame? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I mean, the idea that he quote unquote rolled the ball out
don't
there.
Care. Great Stop.
Who says that about? Well, and then he
Calipari.
He didn't win a championship, but Calipari won a championship. That's
yeah, that's true.
Because Calipari and Rick Pitino, I mean, they had great talent. Well, really, Pitino actually didn't have as many pros as Calipari did. Calipari had nothing but pros.
Listen. But Guy V also made Jim Valvano a Hall of Famer.
I didn't think unintentionally.
Listen, he contributed to Jim Valvano's Hall of Fame. Listen, if Valvano doesn't win that game, if he's not running around the court looking for somebody, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
I feel bad that my kids never got to experience like.
Well, they're experiencing this.
Fight Slam and Jamma. Yeah, but this was like.
Yeah.
We're talking about Akeem was special. You knew he had something special. Clyde Drexler, like, just the whole concept. Benny Anders off the bench. Mr. Mean, Larry Meshaw. It was just a team. Yeah. Rob Williams.
No, they were. Listen, Lennon I was Rose. In Chicago at
Lennon
the time.
Lennon Rose recently passed away, by the way.
Oh, my God. But
not Lennon Rose. No, I'm sorry. Alvin Franklin. Alvin Franklin passed away.
Did you see Oliver Miller just died?
No,
Oliver Miller, 54 years old, along with Junior Bridgman. You remember Junior Bridgman?
I saw Junior Bridgman.
Yeah. Oliver Miller at 54. I'm like, man, I'm getting old when Oliver Miller is dying before me.
I don't feel like he was always in the best
shape. No, he wasn't in the best shape. Yeah. No, he wasn't. That's why he was called Pig.
No, he wasn't Pig Miller. That was a different man. That's Anthony Pig Miller.
Oh, that's right.
He just, you thought he was. And I'll leave it at that.
That's right. That's,
I feel like he had another nickname, but he had a thyroid problem.
That's a problem. Anyway, yeah, listen, I was in Chicago, and we were in awe of that.
Big O. His nickname was the Big O, and...
yeah, he was.
My goodness.
Yeah, he was big. He was really big. Cats. So,
I'm writing up a 460-pound football player yesterday.
It was awesome to watch that fight. It was awesome. And
so you watched it, too.
How stunning it was that they lost to North Carolina State.
Everybody watched them because the game against Louisville was considered at that time an iconic game. The Doctors of Dunk versus Phi Slamma Jamma. And for my kids, they just don't like, oh, they ran and dunked.
Oh, no.
Oh, they dunked.
It was something. Cool. It was special.
Cool. They dunked. Where's the threes? Oh, they didn't actually... Only the ACC had the three-point line back then. Sorry, guys. I know you see it on the court. Actually, and I think whatever, New Mexico, because that was played in New Mexico, the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
But University of Houston did not have, Southwest Conference did not have the three-point line then at that point. But remember the ACC three-point line went to the top of the key? It was like a short shot. And they had used it. I want to say in 83, maybe 84. I want to even say it came inside the top of the key. It was ridiculous.
For some reason yesterday, across my timeline, my ex-timeline, Michael Jordan and the Bulls against the Rockets. And it was Mad Max covering Jordan and the intensity. It was a regular season game. The intensity... Akeem was fantastic. He was unbelievable. I really do. I wish I could interview Jordan and ask him, because there was a rumor that Jordan, and I'm not sure if it's true. I'm almost positive it's true. And he was talking about playing Akeem, and he was like, "Oh man, that guy! Holy crap! I don't know that I'm not sure that they wanted to play Akeem during those 2 years." That the Rockets won it, but you want to talk about an intense game, Scotty and Michael Jordan going against Mad Max. They just showed Mad Max and Akeem highlights. It was incredible basketball. Incredible basketball. It was like 5 or 6 minutes of highlights from that game, and the Rockets won it. And it was just, and at the end, Akeem just slammed down the ball. He was like exhausted. And that's just good. That's just great basketball. I don't know why it came across my timeline yesterday, but it was awesome.
They had a good game. Oklahoma City versus Boston Celtics was a good one yesterday.
Yeah.
They got into a good little scrap yesterday. It was pretty good. So,
well, those are
I think you still have some of those games,
yep.
But you got to have the right kind of teams, the right kind of players, the right time of the year. You're a little less likely to get the same intensity in a regular season game now.
Well, two top teams. And, oh, by the way, Michael comes to town and Van Max thinks I take care of this guy. He didn't really shut him down, I can tell you that. But it was intense. It was great. Yeah, that game was good last night. It was really good. I was watching the Rockets.
Well, Rockets and Oklahoma City had a really good one earlier this year. Rockets and Celtics, it didn't go the right way.
No.
But the Rockets are one of those teams that can give you that intensity.
Rockets... Cleveland,
some intensity.
Yeah, that was Rockets. Cleveland was great. Now you're not going to get that night in and night out. Some Texans news and some interesting payoff that we'll talk about on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want you. Speaking of payoff, how hard is it to pay off your car? Well, Chesting Ford wants it to be easy for you to pay off your car. Chesting Ford wants you to have the easiest. They don't want you to be choking on this, on the payments. They want you to have it where you can afford it every single month, where you're not like dreading your car payment every month. Well, at Chesting Ford, that's not going to be the case. They're going to make sure, they're going to try their best. One of the first things that they ask you is, where do you have to be with your payments? Well, truck month right now. Where do you have to be with your payments? Well, your payments are going to be low because on a brand new 2024 F-150, $6,500 cash back on top of Chastain discounts. A Super Duty, $3,000 cash back on top of Chastain discounts. No dealer add-ons, no extra fees. You're going to have an easiest car buying experience, and it's going to be an easy payment experience for you as well because they care about that. So, If you are a business and you need a truck, this is the time to get to Chastain Ford. If you just want that pickup or whatever kind of truck that you want, this is the time to get to Chastain Ford. There's no add-ons. They love your business and they're going to keep your business forever. The way truck buying should be, ChastainFord.com on 610 in Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm just looking through today's schedule. By the way, Texas and Texas A&M play today, Del. Big game. When Texas and Texas A&M get together, not really. But the Texas A&M is only a 4-point favorite. But how about this? Get this. Texas and Texas A&M, 230. Tickets as low as $13. Colorado against Houston. Tickets as low as $35. Maybe it doesn't mean more in the SEC. Maybe it means it's the third of what it means in the Big 12.
It means more. It means more because you're going to be able to hear Texas versus Texas A&M right here on ESPN 97.5. So it means quite a bit to us.
It means, yes.
It's starting to mean more.
It means quite a bit that rivalry is renewed.
It starts to mean
the
more.
The rivalry is renewed. You're going to be able to hear it right here if you're driving around, going about your day. Texas A&M. Texas rivalry renewed in the SEC tournament right here.
So wait a minute,
97.5.
Those loafers in the afternoon get the day off.
It's not They're not loafers.
Yeah.
It just so happens that games don't come on in the morning, so you don't get the day off.
It's unbelievable.
Paul Gallant now gets a shortened show.
Yeah.
The greatest year of my life was the year I did radio with Charlie Polillo because spring training would hit. And they had to air all of spring training.
Yeah.
And I would, like, when that sucker went long, if the game started slowing down, I kept up with them. Like they would go, and we'd end up getting, like, the first hour eaten up off the show. It was fantastic. Sometime more.
Why don't you want to work?
Sometime we'd be on for 30 minutes. I was doing a show with Charlie.
My God.
It wasn't exactly the most fun shows I've ever done. We were talking Astros baseball at that time. They were 100 loss
spring
game.
Training baseball. Astros, 100 loss spring training
spring
baseball.
Training talk for a 100 loss team.
Oh, but maybe the Cougs mean more, okay?
Not to us, they don't.
It just means, no. It means
well,
more,
how about
though.
What else means,
it means more to the country?
What means a lot to us is you getting in our bracket challenge. So the bracket challenge is right now up on the website. Well, is it up yet, or are we? We can't be.
No, it doesn't drop till
we
till the
actually have teams
are actually
in it.
Actually out, but you can go to ESPN 975 for the bracket madness.
Yeah,
and once those brackets or the teams are out on Sunday, you can go right to the website and look under the promotions tab. You can fill it out, and of course, winning comes with prizes. So we're not just having you do it for the benefit of filling out a bracket. You get to win stuff from Trulux, Valencia's Tex-Mex, all part of it. So can you beat us? Are you scared?
They're scared.
Show up on go to ESPN 975.
Yeah. A lot of people are afraid these days. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be at Cobos Q on Monday, St. Patty's Day.
Yep.
St. Patty's Day. We're going to be there on Monday.
I'll bet he has food and drink there.
What?
This may be his last, you know, his spot in Edo, and they're doing all that construction.
It's
like all
awful
those
there.
Businesses. Yeah.
Awful there.
And so this may be his, what he even says. This
how terrible is
Oprah?
You know, Justin had to sell Warehouse Live over there because he was like, it's going to be just nothing
but
construction.
What's the deal?
Well, Warehouse Live moved over. He sold right. that business, but he moved
time,
it over there.
Cobos has said, I'm going to have to leave. And so this is like his last big hurrah. You got the Astros season, and he wants to blow it out. So we want all you guys to come. But what's that? So what exactly are they doing there?
They're widening the highway, or
but that's an over. But it goes
and then this is going to be I don't know under no one knows what it is. It's a park or something now. It's going to be a park or something. No one really knows. I don't think they know. They're just tearing everything up. I'm not sure.
I think they know.
I'm pretty sure there's nobody has any plans on it.
You don't think anyone knows?
Yeah, about to get Elon with the government waste going on there.
Well, I want them to. If they're doing something, do it. I mean, we are always under construction.
Always.
Shepherd, ooh, what a fun trip that is.
No, don't go on Shepherd.
Yuck. Well, by the way, what do you think the odds are in the SEC? And who do you think is – how do you think the SEC – okay, so Houston, is Houston the favorite in the Big 12?
Houston the favorite in
the – to win the Big 12 conference.
It should be. Yeah. The conference tournament? Yeah, by a lot.
They're pick 'em.
Okay. Texas, well, it's against every other team, so okay.
Yeah. Texas Tech is plus 400.
Okay.
That's
Iowa
Texas
State.
Texas Tech, Iowa State's plus 400, yep. Then Arizona's plus 900. Really, it's a three-team race, I think. BYU 900, Kansas 900, Baylor 1600.
Kansas plays Arizona today.
Colorado 10,000.
Yeah. No. Colorado.
Texas Tech is a live dog at plus 400.
Yes, it is.
They're a live dog.
They're good.
I mean, they almost beat
Where's
Houston.
Baylor?
Baylor's plus 1,600. They're next to last right now.
They gave the Cougs some problems the other night.
Yeah. Auburn is the favorite in the SEC, followed by Florida, then Alabama, then Tennessee. But that's plus 130, plus 180.
That is. Boy, you want to talk about some basketball. Holy crap.
Look at A&M plus 2,200.
And they're good.
It's just there's such a gauntlet. But, man, that's one of those teams, like, I feel like A&M can get hot. I don't know if they can get hot enough to knock out all those teams.
No,
if they
right.
have to.
No. Well, you know what?
Texas is plus 10,000.
They knocked off Auburn. I mean, they're good enough to beat Auburn, so.
Yeah, but you'd have to win, like, let's beat a couple Auburn.
And that was at home, too.
They're only a four-point favorite against Texas. I love A&M today. Minus four. I think they're going to be hyped. Rodney Terry teams, I just
they do they little, well this first they year they little, did a lot more than everybody thought.
Yeah, they got a little rascally yesterday as well. I just like A&M better than Texas in this one. And four seems like a relatively small number, especially when you consider A&M's a 2,200 favorite and Texas is dog to win. You know, that's their odds to win the conference. Texas is 10,000.
So they have, just like in baseball, if you're on your initial contract, if you're on your first contract under team control, there is a pool in Major League Baseball and in the NFL.
Yeah.
There is a pool that you get paid more, right? So
it's one of these things that no one, like, it wasn't, I told you guys about their stipends. Like, college players have been getting paid more money than you think. You know about it from John Tyler.
No.
Like, good spending money. And everyone's like, they're eating ramen. They're on the streets near death. These athletes don't have anything. That was a little much, that narrative. You want to talk about players getting paid, I'm cool with that.
Yep.
But that narrative that they were barely able to, they can't even go to take their girlfriends to a movie. That was what everyone always, remember, that was like, well, they can get $900 a month.
Now, and listen, in the case of the WNBA, yes. In the case of college athletes, not so much. Okay. Now, WNBA, when Kate, Caitlin Clark is making $70,000 a year or whatever. That's really – I'm not a big Angel Reese fan. And Angel Reese, listen, I think you should let Caitlin speak for this with the way that you throw up bricks, so
– But she's got appeal. You can throw up as many bricks as you want. There are people who really
like there's
like
a lot
Angel
of people
Reese.
Making fun of her too.
Well, they can make fun of her. Yeah. It doesn't mean that she hasn't been part of a movement that has added eyes,
it's
added
a movement,
value on a TV contract.
It's a movement of WNBA players – 40 years, the league's been around for 40 years, and they've never, ever turned a profit, ever. So it's a little difficult argument. But that being said,
yeah,
there is money in a pool. There is money in a pool for performance-based distribution. And now there's 452 million was distributed to players who overplayed their rookie contract.
Yeah, in football and basketball.
In basketball and baseball.
And I mean,
baseball.
I'm sorry, baseball. Football and baseball, not basketball.
Who? Well, I'm not even going to say. Jamian Sherwood from the New York Jets got $1,092,000.
Wow, the safety.
The linebacker.
Oh, well, he was a safety in college.
Okay, he's a linebacker now. Jalen Jones from the Colts, $1,060,000.
Aggie, he got $1 million more?
$1 million more.
See.
What do you think
I hope he can take his girlfriend to the movies.
What do you think Kalen Bullock got? Two Texans got paid more.
Oh, I mean, well, he was a third rounder. Jalen was a late rounder. So I'm going to say $800,000.
$855,000.
Yeah.
But he's 18th on the list.
Yeah.
Kalen Bullock.
Well, because he's got third round money as opposed to Jalen Jones had sixth round money as a full-time starter.
I gotcha.
That's why I came down lower.
Because
his performance was better than
Jalen Jones. His performance. You by his performance, he should be up at the top.
Yeah, but it's not. He had third round money. So really, it's made for guys who are like fifth, sixth,
right.
Probably.
You mentioned Iosovis, Iosivis yesterday.
Vishivas or
the wide receiver. He got 854, right behind Kalen Bullock.
He was good.
The other Texan, Henry Toutoua. He got
so not rookie contract.
Yeah, he's still on his rookie contract.
Well, rookie contract, but not rookie year.
No, rookie contract.
Yeah, you can keep making money.
Yeah, 820.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I wonder how much that has to do with starting.
I think. Well, I don't know.
Probably starts help because Jalen Jones is a starter for from Texas A&M for the Colts. Bullock ended up becoming a full time starter. Henry started a lot of games because Christian Harris was gone. I'll bet just starting does it too.
It says a player's play-by-play play time, regular season total plays on offense, defense, special teams, divided by the number of plays of the player with the most total combined plays on that team, is divided by their play-by-play compensation or performance-based pay compensation. Regular season salary, prorated, it's really complicated. But this is, they have a formula for all of these guys to get it, and two Texans get it. Kalen Bullock, you knew he overplayed a third-round contract last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Henry Toutoua.
Man, great pick. Look, he's not a very good tackler. He's still not, and it showed up in the game.
No, but there
the
were
Chiefs.
Injuries, so he got on the field a lot.
Who?
Aziz.
No, I'm talking about Bullock.
Oh, Bullock, yeah.
Bullock has some tackling issues in college, which is what concerned me. I was never concerned about the ball skills and the range and the speed were great. I thought he could be a cornerback. I still think he could play corner. If there are some other teams who thought they would transition him to corner, I think he could play corner for the Texans. But
would he be better as the nickel as opposed to Petrie?
No, I think outside. Huh. And Lassner inside.
Really?
I think he could do it. There are NFL teams who think he could do it. But I don't know now. But they're not taking
he's
a
got
guy
ball
who,
skills.
Yeah, they're not taking a ball hawk out of center field.
Right.
But he would have to tackle a little less as a cornerback than as opposed to a safety. But with that said, man, what a hit for Nick and D'Amico.
Yep.
What a hit.
So,
And you know what? And so I had a, okay, when we come back, I want to get to, this gets to all of you guys who argue about sports. I want to bring up a topic that I had with another person that you know, very respectful conversation, but it was about how we go about assigning blame and assigning success and the what I believe to be the inconsistencies that we sometimes have as sports fans or people who work in the business. I want to bring that up because I think it's a pretty good topic, and I want to see what your thoughts are.
Okay. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking a little underdog.
Well, let's talk about underdog fantasy. Get your dancing shoes. It's March Madness. We're dancing. And today, I need to look at underdog fantasy right now, as a matter of fact. What are we doing today? Do I have any boosters in my I always go check to see if there's any boosters in my pick 'em. No, not yet. Not yet, but we'll wait and see how that goes later today. I can go look at University of Houston. There's Cooper Flagg, for example. So there's seven different stats. Oh, no, there's more than that. For Cooper Flagg, I've got points, 20.5, higher or lower. You've got three-pointers made, 1.5. Higher is a multiplier of 1.14. So you see what I'm saying? There's actually multipliers on these statistics that are, when it's a little less likely to happen, your odds are going to be better. And so if you can really project what's going to happen in a game, you can go higher or lower. You can win up to 1,000 times your original play if you have enough long shots on there that hit. All you have to do, though, is download the app, Underdog Fantasy. And this is especially going to be fun for March Madness because you got so many games. You can play so many pick'em challenges. You can win so much money with your sports knowledge. Pick between 2 and 7 players. Just go higher or lower. And guess what? You can use the flex option, which means you don't have to win all your games to still win money. You can win 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, and you can still make money on that with Underdog Fantasy. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They're going to give you up to $1,000 bonus cash, and you get bonus picks in there as well. So there's a lot of offer to, you know, that they're going to give you. And you got NBA basketball with it, baseball coming up, PGA Tour golf, UFC. There's so many games to play on Underdog Fantasy. Make it a staple every single night when you're watching your games. You get a chance to play along with them with Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older at present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.